The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
To tell us a bit about the origins of the stamp and how you could make a few quid collecting them is Mike Kelly, an expert in this area. Mike, you're very welcome to the programme.
Morning, yes.
When did stamps first become used?
Well, what we know as stamps here really came about around the 1840s, Victorian times. Previous to that, if you wanted to send a letter from Dublin to Cork, you had to go down with your letter to the GPO, you handed it in, it was put in the stagecoach, the stage mail, down to Cork. Cork was 180 something miles, and you were charged by the mile. If you were sending it to Mallow, there was a different charge letter. So your letter was delivered and you were charged by the mile. Now, the person who sent it wasn't charged. It was the person who, on the other end, who received it. They had to pay the charge. So naturally, if you're getting, let's call it what we call junk mail in the post, you weren't going to pay out a shilling or 1 and 6 for a letter each time. So you could refuse it, in which case it was sent back to Dublin.
And there'd just be some record
to get,
in the
and they tried to get you. No, well, they got back to you and you had to pay the 1 and 6 months.
And it'd be a big job trying to hunt fellas down for
well,
that.
Not necessarily. These fellas, it's like nowadays the local post office is the social centre. They know everybody.
Was there a way around it? Because basically if somebody refused to pay, could they have got the message anyway?
Do you know what? If I'm sending a letter down to Cork by that, and here's how they trying to get around it was concerned. Somewhere on the outside, I'd address it to the person in Cork. Somewhere on the outside, I would write, say, the letter T for Tuesday and 11, which meant I was going to go to Cork on Tuesday at 11 a.m.
So therefore the person...
So the guy looked at it and said, I don't want that letter. But he's already gotten the coded message on the back. M is coming to...
The lengths people would go to, I suppose.
And he could put a little tick or an X on it so that when it came back to me, that's okay or that's not okay.
So they decided we have to have a better way of doing it. Yeah. We'll make the sender pay and they pay up front.
They came up with a brilliant idea.
A thing called a stamp.
So... Remember, a letter costs 1 and 6, or by the mile, right? Twopence was a worker's wages. An ordinary worker was about twopence a day back then. So 1 and 6 was more than a week's wages. They then come up with a brilliant idea of a prepay stamp. And because they foresaw that this could be a good economic thing, it was 1 penny for anywhere in the United Kingdom, and twopence for anywhere in the rest of the world.
So they slashed the price, and that would make more people use it.
Absolutely, provided you prepaid it.
Now, what are the most valuable stamps in the world? I don't know a lot about stamp collecting. The penny black, I know of.
Penny black was the penny black was the first issued. It's not the most valuable. They are pretty scarce, and they can cost anything from €5 up to €150. But they were the first prepaid adhesive stamps.
So what would be the most valuable in the world now?
The most valuable warrant is the British Guiana stamp, which sold a few years ago for about €5 million.
A single stamp?
A single. And there is only one of them known in the world. Anyone who can afford that wants something unique. It hadn't been seen since 1986, and it was bought by one of the big American conglomerates or multimillionaires, let's call them.
They would buy a lot of these. Now, when it comes to Irish stamps, of course, what would be the most expensive Irish stamps?
Well,
the beginning of the state.
Our most interesting one was from 1922. The post office the British Royal Mail was handed over to the Irish government, and we were the Provisional Government of Ireland. And all of the English stamps, which were in all the post offices in Ireland up to 1922, were taken in and were overprinted, real to Sheldon Ahern, which is Provisional Government of Ireland, and later Searsod Éireann, because we were Searsod Éireann until 1938, you know. So the high-value ones of those, 2 and 6, 5 and 10 shillings, the cheapest set of those is about €300. The high-value one alone can be €300 to €400.
So it's worth holding on to them. And I see you've brought in a few here, Mike.
Yeah.
When it comes to buying and selling, have you got a huge collection? Are you minted? If you sold the lot in the morning, would you retire?
Well, unfortunately, stamp collecting seems to have missed a generation or two generations. But all these things are circular and they're coming back again, you know. the thrill is in finding the stamp, trying to complete the collection, like those ones, from a penny up to a shilling.
And that's what works. I see you dodged the question on how much your collection is worth, but that's all right, Mike. Mike Kelly, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.